Last month, cheesemongers from around the world gathered at the World Cheese Awards in Switzerland to compete for the title of Young Cheesemonger of the Year.
Six finalists were judged in tasks crucial to being a good cheesemonger, like identifying cheeses, cutting and weighing, cheese board design, and creating perfect flavor pairings.
And who came out on top? None other than Wisconsin's own 28-year-old Hannah Lee. She's the first American to ever take home that title.
Hannah is a seasonal cheesemaking assistant at Upland's Cheese Company in Dodgeville, and she joins us now to talk about her journey as a cheese professional with advice for our holiday gatherings. Hannah, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
You competed in Switzerland for this title, and at the competition, the judges were looking for, above all, a deep passion for cheese. Where does that passion come from for you?
So it comes from just a lot of time in the industry. I didn't really mean to end up in cheese. I studied animal science in college and ended up being kind of interested in, like, dairy animals. And then just through a couple different, like, work positions, ended up sticking it out in cheese for the last 7 years. And I feel like the longer I've been in the industry and the more that I've learned, the more that sort of interest and passion has grown.
Can you tell us about the traits that make a good cheesemonger and how you've developed those skills over time?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for cheesemongers is like curiosity and interest. I've always loved learning more things. And so the great thing about cheese is it's sort of this endless well of knowledge that you can sort of pick out from all these different places, books, media, other people in the industry. So that has really been what's, like, kept me in the industry for as long as I have been. And then another thing is just, like, that passion and interest in working with customers, because it is, cheesemongering is such a customer-focused facing job. And so you really have to be able to want to talk to people all day long, which is a skill that people, you know, I wasn't the greatest at it when I started, I'll admit. Like, I was kind of like, why should I talk to these people? But the more you learn about cheese and the more you can share those stories with people and you can see how excited they are about the product as well, the more you kind of get into it.
You always have to keep learning and keep listening mm-hmm. to the people who are eating your cheese.
Mm-hmm.
To qualify as a finalist, you submitted an exceptional cheese board. What was on it?
So there was a cheese from an Italian producer called Casaficcio dell'Altolonga, and it was their Robbiolo Bocino, which is a mixed milk, cow and sheep milk, soft-ripened cheese. It's just really delicious, kind of yeasty and soft and gooey. And then there was a Wisconsin cheese from Marika Gouda up in Thorpe.
Oh, yeah.
It was the aged Gouda, so it's the 9 to 12-month profile, and I think that hits a good balance between the more aged caramelly notes and that sort of, like, young, pliable, creamy texture that it can have. Mm. And then there was a kind of unique Spanish cheese called Monte Alva, which is a goat's milk cheese that's aged about 4 months, kind of bright, lemony, made in Andalusia from a rare breed of goat called the Peyoya goat.
Wow.
Just kind of a unique cheese you can't find very many places, but we used to carry it on a counter I worked at, and I loved it. And then a Gorgonzola Dolce from Italy, that is a little softer, creamier, less salty than what you can find at most grocery stores.
I can't imagine, when you were designing this board, how much thought you had to go into what would be on the board and who, you know, what cheese would be on the cutting room floor, what cheese
right.
you couldn't have on the board. How hard was that?
Yeah, so it was, we weren't given a ton of direction. We had a budget we had to work within, 60 Great British Pounds, and then they wanted us to create a board for six people with up to six cheeses. So it was kind of broad, and then they said, if you want to create a theme, you can. So I was designing it in August. I have an August birthday, and I was like, this is a summer birthday cheese board. So all of the cheeses kind of play well with, like, a sparkling white wine or a light-bodied red, something that I would want to eat in the summer and enjoy with a nice sparkling wine on my birthday. So,
Hannah, you were also tested on identifying cheeses, including their make, class, milk type, and country of origin. How do you develop those skills?
That is definitely a tricky skill. That it's usually my worst performances in that category at competitions historically. because it is such a hard thing to develop your palate for, there are some cues you can take, like the color of the cheese, the texture, the aroma that you're getting off of it. But it really just comes with eating a lot of cheese, which, you know, what a hard part of the job, right? Eat cheese every day.
We're talking with Hannah Lee, the 2025 Young Cheesemonger of the Year, the first U.S. winner of that competition. She works at Uplands Cheese in Dodgeville. Hannah, can you apply your cheesemonger expertise to our lowly holiday cheese boards? What should we bear in mind when creating our own board?
So for the holidays, usually you have a large group, family members who maybe don't love weird, stinky, funky cheeses. So it's nice to have some of those for the cheese nerds, but keeping in mind, like, crowd pleasers. So I always think, like, a Gouda is something that's great, and the holidays, Gruyere is a really good option. It's more of, like, a rich, more savory cheese that doesn't get overshadowed by the other holiday foods that you have. And then I always like to have a little bit of something with some acid on my cheese boards, which can help brighten up the flavor of the cheese, and it also cuts through the fat if you have something that's a little richer. So that could be something like a pickle or like a tart fruit. Pomegranate, apple in the winter is great.
Anything you recommend to clear the palate or to have on the board as more of a neutral zone?
Yeah, well, to clear your palate, sparkling wine is always great. Those bubbles help.
There's that
again.
Sparkling wine again.
Those bubbles kind of clear off your tongue and let you taste more. But, you know, a nice neutral cracker is great, or like a really beautiful crusty bread from a local bakery is always fun to pick up. And, you know, nuts, salty, little crunchy things. If you want to a break from the creaminess of the cheese.
I can just see this board now. It is so beautiful. Are there any, like, rookie cheese board mistakes that we should try to avoid?
You know, if it's your first cheese board, you just kind of do whatever you want. There's no rules when it comes to cheese. If you're really concerned about picking cheeses that people will like, a great thing to do is go to like a cut-to-order cheese shop in your area. So in Madison, there's Fromagination, and there's educated people who work there, cheesemongers like myself, who have been tasting this cheese and can help you pick out things. So you can go in and say, I've never made a cheese board before. Do you have three that you would recommend? And they're definitely going to have something that they can help you pick out.
What about cheese on a budget?
Cheese on a budget? Yeah, there's, you know, domestic cheese is a really great option. There are some really great Wisconsin cheesemakers like Carr Valley Cheese, who make delicious cheddars, but that come in a little bit cheaper. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to a store like a Trader Joe's. You know, their cheese is definitely a little cheaper. It might be a slightly lower quality, but if you're just looking to try out some new things, that can be a way to taste something like maybe you've never had a Manchego before. You can go try it at Trader Joe's. And if you like it, then you can go to somewhere like Whole Foods and try something that's a little bit higher end.
Okay. What makes Wisconsin special as a cheese-making destination?
So Wisconsin is pretty unique. They've been making cheese for longer than we've been a state here, which is pretty fascinating. Yeah. And what originally drew cheesemakers here from like Switzerland when they came over as immigrants was the quality of the land. So there's really great soil here in Wisconsin, which means great feed and happy cows who eat that feed and really high quality milk. So, yeah, Wisconsin's definitely really great about making sure that the ingredient quality that's going into that cheese is really, really high.
Before I let you go, what could this Young Cheesemonger of the Year title mean for your career?
Yeah, who knows? I'm kind of open to anything that comes my way. I'm looking forward to putting together some classes for the public, expand knowledge of artisan cheese for the general layperson, because especially right now, like, prices of everything are going up. So it's, you know, kind of like, why would I spend my money on cheese that's more expensive? But it really is very helpful for farmers who are putting in all this passion and labor behind their super high quality product. And it's really great for people to be engaged with that and realize why we should be supporting those types of cheesemakers.
Hannah, congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That is Hannah Lee, 2025 Young Cheesemonger of the Year, the first U.S. winner of that worldwide competition. She is a seasonal cheesemaking assistant at Upland's Cheese Company in Dodgeville.